Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Lots of great things coming up from ISU Extension in Cass County as we move into the month of May, and also lots of great news and resources being posted out on the Extension website. We'll touch on a few of those today, as well as some of our upcoming events. First of all, a hot topic in the news these days. Avian influenza has been found in many different flocks, some of those even here in Iowa. The latest news off the ISU Extension homepage is eggs and poultry are safe to eat. ISU Extension Food Safety Specialist Angela Shaw stresses the importance of understanding for consumers that avian influenza does not affect the safety or eating quality of eggs or poultry. More information on that can be found by looking that article up or stop by the Extension office and grab a copy of that. Consumers should feel safe to eat properly cooked and prepared meat and eggs from poultry, regardless of the status of avian influenza in the state of Iowa. Remember, this is not a foodborne pathogen. It cannot be contracted from eating properly cooked poultry, meat, or eggs. If you have questions about safe handling, some tips to remember: wash hands with warm soap and water for at least 20 seconds before handling any raw poultry or eggs. Make sure to clean cutting boards and utensils with soap and hot water to keep raw poultry or eggs from contaminating other foods. You can sanitize your cutting boards by using a solution of 1 tablespoon chlorine bleach to 1 gallon of water. Poultry should always be cooked to an internal temperature of at least 170 degrees Fahrenheit. Egg yolks should be cooked until the yolks and whites are both firm. Casseroles and other egg dishes should be cooked to 170 degrees. If you have recipes that call for undercooked or raw eggs, use pasteurized or commercial egg products instead to make sure these are safe. And again, these are guidelines for any time you consume poultry or eggs, not just having to do with the recent discovery of avian influenza in Iowa. For more information on the recent avian influenza outbreak in Iowa, this article on the front page of the ISU Extension homepage also has links for consumers to find additional information. Also, resources for backyard or home-raised poultry flocks are also available through either a link on this article or at the Iowa State University Egg Industry Center. And the ISU College of Veterinary Medicine also has information on avian influenza for commercial laying flocks or backyard or home-raised flocks as well. In other news related to food, as we get into May, more and more things are going in the garden. One of those is tomatoes. Tomatoes are one of the most popular and widely grown foods in home and backyard gardens across Iowa, and it's soon approaching the time when those can be planted. Tomatoes should be planted in the garden after danger of frost is past, as they are very frost-sensitive plants. In central to southern Iowa, it's usually safe to plant tomatoes around May 10th. The last practical date for planting tomatoes is about a month later, or June 20th, if you want them to be ripe for picking before they frost kill in the fall. Tomatoes do perform best in fertile, well-drained soils. Avoid heavy clay or poorly drained sites. For best yields, tomatoes need at least 6 hours of direct sunlight per day to discourage leaf spot and other diseases. Plant tomatoes in a different location in the garden each year so that leftover plant materials in the soil don't cause disease issues with your tomatoes. If possible, rotate crops so that tomatoes and other crops in the same family, including potatoes and peppers, are not grown in the same area for at least 3 to 4 years. Determinate and indeterminate are two types of tomatoes you may see when purchasing seeds or plants. Determinate tomatoes are small, compact plants, grow to a certain height, stop, and then flower and set all fruit within a short period of time. The harvest period for determinate tomatoes is about 4 to 6 weeks. Indeterminate tomatoes continue to grow, flower, and set fruit continuously until killed by the first frost of fall. Accordingly, the harvest from indeterminate types or cultivars often extends over a 2 to 3 month period. Yields are generally heavier than with determinate types, but are usually later to mature. Indeterminate tomatoes are large, sprawling plants that usually perform best when grown in wire cages or trained on stakes. If you have more questions about growing tomatoes or any other types of vegetable crops in your garden this year, be sure to stop by the Extension office or find us online for more information, publications, and resources on planting a home vegetable garden. Finally, a couple events that we have coming up here in early May. First of all, coming up Saturday, the 9th of May, the Saturday right before Mother's Day, we have our annual Cass County Master Gardeners Plant Sale. This will be held at the Cass County Community Center in the front or north parking lot, starting at 8 a.m. until the plants are sold out. This is one of the annual fundraisers the Cass County Master Gardener Group does every year. And many varieties of plants will be available, many divided or grown or started by Master Gardeners from their own yard. Again, the Cass County Master Gardener Plant Sale, Saturday, May 10th at the Cass County Community Center, Saturday, May 9th at the Cass County Community Center from 8 a.m. until sold out. Coming up later that same week, on Thursday, the 14th of May, families and youth from across the county are invited to attend an open house to celebrate STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and math are the future for many of our youth, and ISU Extension has been doing STEM education in Cass County and across the state for many years. This is our second annual STEM Celebration Open House, and we've invited many businesses and organizations from across the county to join us to learn about all the different STEM activities and educational activities available across the county to local youth. There will be hands-on activities available, as well as an opportunity to interact with many STEM careers, STEM activities, and learn more about science, technology, engineering, and math. We'll also have light snacks and door prizes. This is a great activity to bring the whole family and have some hands-on fun learning about what all is involved in STEM education. Celebrate STEM Festival will be at the Cass County Community Center on Thursday, May 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. as a come-and-go open house. So invite families, youth, and friends to stop by Thursday, May 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the STEM Open House at the Cass County Community Center. Of course, for more information on any upcoming events and activities, as well as access to Extension resources, publications, and reference material, you can always find us online 24 hours a day, www.extension.iastate.edu/CASS. You can also stop by the Cass County Extension office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, or give us a call at 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.